Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Hello and welcome once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is Captain Unhappy, Captain Grabby, Captain Sully.
I'm more upset just how horrible that was. All three of those were terrible. It was a bad use of Captain for one thing. It was just. For speaking of captains, though, I was going to ask if you saw our recent Facebook post, but you're an antisocial gremlin, so
hermit. I thought we said
no. I was gonna go troglodyte, but I didn't want to confuse you. But apparently, there's a new military scandal.
As opposed to last week's,
this is a new one. The government just can't win this week. But at least with this particular scandal, they can pin it on one particular guy.
Okay.
It wasn't the government as a whole. It was one particular guy. That guy being, of course, your friend and mine, Captain Crunch.
I did see this. I saw the post on Twitter, but I didn't get a chance to click on it.
So apparently, in the military, in the Navy, everyone would assume is the branch that the captain is in.
He does look very naval.
He is very naval.
I think the hat gives it away.
Yeah. He has three bars on his sleeve. Mm. But apparently, according in the Navy, to be a captain, you have to have four bars. So he is merely Commodore. No, not Commodore.
No, it was Commander.
Commander. Yeah. Sorry. I was close.
No, I remember seeing this story last night.
Which, frankly, that just upsets my worldview on several levels.
It upsets your entire way of being.
I'm a big Captain Crunch fan.
Clearly.
Really?
Kick you while you're down. You'd expect nothing else from me. And I'd expect nothing
else
from you.
It's not that Captain Crunch is an especially unhealthy cereal.
Yes, it is.
It's not that bad.
Really?
There are no marshmallows.
It is straight sugar.
That is not true. There's at least 60% fiberglass in Captain Crunch. If you're gonna look up the ingredients, it's the same ingredients as 90% of the other cereals out there.
No, well, do it on Weight Watchers points. It's much easier.
Well, who gives a shit?
I do. Captain. Brand Foods. Here we go. Captain Crunch cereal. I was wrong. It's not that bad.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Actually, if you do the all berries one, it's the same as if you would get like a thing of Raisin Bran.
Well, Raisin Bran, the problem with that is it's got so much carbohydrates.
Yeah.
No, actually, that was one of the shocking things when I was still on Weight Watchers. I love Raisin Bran.
Yeah.
I was shocked at how bad that is for you.
Granola is terrible for you.
Mm-hmm. Because it's all carbs and fat.
Yeah.
And that's all it is.
Which is
we don't get blown out by the wind here.
We'll be all right.
All right. We haven't even said where we are.
We're at Rojo Mexican Grill in the beautiful and trendy and swanky West End neighborhood of St. Louis Park.
I'm going to give it a little wind barrier.
There we go.
Plus, it just makes me sound good. Blocks you.
Could I have a napkin?
Yeah, fine.
Nice. But this, we did Filio a couple months ago when there was still snow on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
When there wasn't
that wasn't even several months ago. I think that was like
last month, maybe?
No, it wasn't that last. It wasn't last month. It was April, probably.
2 months ago. It's much better. We're sitting outside.
We are.
As the traffic would reflect.
Yes.
We're getting rained on.
That's my worry. I'm looking the college is looking a little ominous. I didn't look at the weather reports. But hopefully that fine tropical drink that you've got in front of you.
Yes. Will,
how many points is that monstrosity?
Well, it's only 97 calories. See, it tastes like fake sugar. So,
okay.
To me, it tastes kind of diet-ish.
I hate that.
Yeah. But
if I'm getting a margarita, I want it to be as unhealthy as possible.
C bar Abilene.
I've always thought, light beer or this bullcrap skinny girl cocktails.
That's kind of what it tastes like.
If that is something you desire, you have an alcohol problem.
Yeah.
If you are drinking so much that the caloric intake is a factor, that is a problem.
But caloric intake is... I mean, mixed drinks are a lot of points.
You want one of these?
Yes, please.
Then accept that.
Yeah.
Less water.
You should not be enabling yourself to drink crappy alcohol.
No, that's the thing. Is that it,
alcohol should be a treat.
It's forced me to make it a... If I really want to drink, to modify my diet for the day so I can have a drink and not go over. For instance, I knew last night... Well, it was Father's Day.
It was.
So I took my dad to Uptown Cafeteria.
Okay.
A place we like.
Yeah.
We've done on the show. They do a Bloody Mary bar.
Uh-huh.
I knew this going in, that Bloody Mary were going to be in play. So it's a relatively healthy drink because it's half vegetable juice, it's half tomato juice.
Sure.
And then, but I also kept that in effect. So what I had for lunch and for dinner that day, or late lunch and dinner, were very, very healthy. So I had a little bit of points left over so I could actually have a drink at the movie last night. But it's completely, if you're committing to having alcohol in the diet, you absolutely have to plan ahead. You can't just blindly go on blind faith.
I saw a commercial for those skinny girl cocktails and it upset me greatly.
It makes me want to hit people.
Well, it's like if you want it, and they're couching it as like this is these are the drinks you go out if you want to party.
Yeah.
It's like, first off, if you're gonna party, there's an unhealthiness associated with partying.
Yeah.
Just accept that. Okay.
I want to cut loose, but I want to do it on.
It seems extremely vain, and I realize. Citing something that was created by one of the housewives of New Jersey, calling it vain is kind of a... Isn't it one of the New Jersey ones?
That did that? California,
I thought... No, it's East Coast.
Was it?
Yeah, the New Jersey...
Does it matter?
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It really doesn't.
We've already given them enough plug.
Yeah, well, sort of. We've mentioned them in... Well...
They all should die.
I wouldn't go so far as to say they should die.
They shouldn't be around.
Just off the TV. I watch so little live TV, please do not pollute it with
What's
terrible
that?
Cocktail mixes. So how was the weekend and Father's Day?
Good, good. My lovely girlfriend and I had brunch with my dad and his girlfriend. Took them to the Uptown Cafeteria. I love taking my dad out to eat. I like going out to eat with both my parents. I shouldn't.
Mostly because you can only stand them in small doses.
Exactly. Exactly.
No.
Nag, 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 nag. No, it's. It's
thank God you're infertile. So
because
then the pressure's off there.
Uh-huh. Thanks.
And I'm not talking medically. I'm like socially. We come to a discussion, and you having children is not the
not
plan.
A good idea.
So we've rendered you socially infertile.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah.
My dad, he's always so, I don't want to say impressed, but more along the lines of just like, I think he definitely goes out to eat at chain restaurants a little bit. He's more of that style of eater. So when he gets a chance to go someplace and see interesting, it's fun. He definitely gets more excited about it.
So at the end of the night, did you get a kiss or something?
I got a pelvic to pelvic hug.
Hey,
you know, it wasn't just a chest hug. It was actually a full on pelvis hug.
Little grinding.
Yeah, no grinding.
Just
a pelvis hug.
You're an old fashioned guy. So
yeah. I tried to handshake and he hugged. So it was that awkward handshake hug. So I quickly had to go up over his shoulder, you know, real quick.
Yeah.
It was awkward.
Yeah.
But we, but he was very, very happy with it. They do an awesome Bloody Mary bar with very, very generous pour. And I have they have 5 or 6 different Bloody Mary mixes. I'm over here.
Shut up. I'm listening to your stupid, boring story.
I saw what you looked at.
You don't know. You don't know.
Yes,
what I
did.
You don't know what I was.
Yes,
saying.
I did. And we went to, Uptown Cafeteria. They have a bunch of different Bloody Mary mixes. Choose from, which is right up my dad's alley because he's a big drinker, let's call it.
Yeah.
But he's like me. Bloody Marys are definitely his style, and the more stuff you can put into it, the better. And Uptown Cafeteria does a great job with the stuff.
Yes, they
peppered
do.
Peppered bacon, pepperoni. Pepperoncini peppers, pearl onions, 3 different types of cheeses, celery sticks, beef sticks, pickles, just the 9. So he was basically able to add a meal onto his meal, which was just a bonus in his book. But then he had his first foray into the chicken and waffles.
Which I don't understand.
I know you don't, but I implore you. I beg of you to get off your high horse and try it sometime.
It's not a high horse. I don't think I'm better than chicken and waffles.
I just don't like it. I think that's it. You think you're better than it.
No, I have no. It's you. If somebody did a chicken strip and waffles, I might be
see now. Here's that there was no bones in this one. So it was a different entree than what I'd had before.
Okay.
They've changed it. The nice thing about Uptown Cafeteria is it hasn't gotten terribly stagnant there. They change their menu quite often. They've kept the chicken and waffles on the menu as an entree for lunch and dinner, but for brunch, they do a chicken and waffles sandwich.
Interesting.
Okay. Best way to describe it. It was like a waffle McGriddle.
Meatloaf?
Nope.
Kill it really hard to be careful.
Sure.
Oh God.
Shrimp taco.
Excellent. There you
enjoy.
Thank you. So yeah, they do mini waffles. So no bigger than like a coaster, like a normal coaster size. So you get a waffle on each side of a little breaded chicken cutlet. And it was fantastic. And then they don't put the syrup on the table. They just kind of dip both sides of the waffle in there and then make a sandwich, like if you were making French toast.
Okay.
So it just has like this syrupy essence to it. It was really good. My dad, myself, and my dad's girlfriend each got the chicken and waffles, or chicken and waffle sandwich. To what we got, or to the standard chicken and waffles entree that they have.
Yeah.
Not only that, it wasn't as massive. I mean, it wasn't this massive Belgian waffle. It was just these smaller waffles that had that nicely spiced chicken in there. So.
So food has arrived.
Yes.
Despite my explicit order, I did get an order of refried beans. So I was a little upset about that.
I really don't understand your aversion to refried beans.
Here's the problem. For one thing, it is easily, by far, and I'm counting the crap that Andrew Zimmern eats.
Yeah.
It is by far the least appetizing looking food available to human beings.
You say that as I polish off my
yes. Well, your taste is generally terrible.
Is it a texture or a taste?
Well, the texture and the taste is how it starts. It just looks bad. Okay. It just looks terrible. It looks like the nutrient paste they fed RoboCop.
That's very specific of you.
Yeah. So, I'm a little perturbed. I asked for no refried beans. But, you know, I'm a big boy. I'm not going to, you know, raise a stink.
Right.
Because, you know, it's not like it's mixed with everything. So, I can easily just set it aside. But what really perturbs me is that the waiter, when they took my order, he very graciously offered instead of... Because my entree, like many of the entrees here, you get a helping of their sticky rice and refried beans. And I said, can I not have refried beans? And he's like, okay, do you want a double helping of rice? Which I agreed to. This rice is fantastic. And I'm really
comes back to check.
I'm really upset. Saying. No, it's fine.
I'm going to.
And you then, if you want to be that guy, that's
good
fine.
Rice.
It is amazing rice. It's not sticky like a sushi rice. It's sticky.
But it's
held together. It's got a little bit of corn, a little bit of green onion mixed in there. And it's very sweet, very creamy. I love the corn. The corn is. I don't know what's holding it together, but it's probably something really unhealthy.
I think there's a little bit of cream or cheese-ish material.
Yep.
But yeah, it's kind of a unique flavor profile to it.
Man.
You alright?
No, I'm good.
was that a good old man?
That was a I'm in trouble old man. Well, how is your refried beans?
All right, gentlemen, how's everything tasting so far?
Good.
Can I get you anything to go with here?
He was actually going to get a second order of
rice. Is it coming?
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
You're a terrible Minnesotan.
Not Minnesotan.
We just take adversity in stride.
I know, but
I guarantee you,
they spin that.
No, no. What I was going to say was, I guarantee you. If the north-south divide was flipped,
yeah,
and we were a slave state, we probably wouldn't rebel. It's just too much. We don't want to cause a fuss. I'm just saying.
No, really, we're good.
Yeah, we're fine.
If it's not too much trouble.
It's not too much trouble. Yeah. And you know I'm right. That's why you're laughing.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. You couldn't be more right.
I know.
It's a horrible thing to say.
It is a somewhat horrible thing to say, but oh well. So, where was I going with that? I'm sorry. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Beans?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Can I grab them out of the way?
See?
Well, thank you. Thank you for sticking up for me.
I'm a good friend.
Yeah, you know.
I don't care what you have to say.
Meh.
Really? I got you extra rice. You know what? Give me that rice.
No. Back the hell off. It's mine now. I will cut you. So you went slightly more traditional. First off, since you were such a booster for them, how is the refried beans?
Good. Not really overt flavor or spice to it. And it's a little bit more blended than I like. I like a little chew, a little actual... identifiable bean, my refried bean, but it's not bad. It's pretty good. That the real star of the sides is the rice, and it's like oddly sweet, but I think it's a sweet corn in there.
It's not sweet like dessert.
Right.
It's sweet like that sweet corn.
Yeah.
And I could just have a plate of this, and I'd be happy. It's got almost the consistency of like a fried rice.
I would almost go in the risotto category.
Not quite as creamy, but
it's creamy.
It's kind of in that in between the fried rice and the risotto.
There's no other really good way to describe it.
No. Either way, damn good. Now, what did you have to eat?
I got the shrimp tacos. The shrimp tacos are on flour tortillas. They're served in a sweet chili sauce. That's got some cabbage and cilantro and jalapeno and Fresno red peppers on it as well. I've had one so far, three to an order. It's pretty good. I've had better seafood / fish tacos, but it's very serviceable. Good flavor, good spice, good size too. It's not just—they're not like overstuffed where you can't actually pick them up. But good. The tortilla is good. They do make their tortillas in house, which
the flour tortillas, not the corn.
Yes, they make the flour tortillas in house. So those are good. What on God's sweet beautiful green earth to do that?
Well, much like you, I went traditional.
Mm-hmm.
I went with the meatloaf.
Yes.
but they do a Mexican, you know, twist to it. It's a mix of ground beef, sausage, and chorizo, which if you don't know, is a Mexican, typically kind of a hotter sausage.
A little bit of higher oil content.
Little oilier, but not. If you get good chorizo, it's not terribly oily,
right,
but it's a little bit higher. So it's an interesting mix, and then they top it with Oaxacan cheese, which is similar to like a mozzarella, and then that's you know, toasted or broiled, and then there's this kind of crema sauce that has taken on the meat juices, so it's kind of this
it's a meaty conglomerate.
It's almost like the inside. You know, okay. Here's the best way to describe it.
Okay.
This is almost like an inside out Juicy Lucy. You know, the inside of a Juicy Lucy, you get that combination of the melted cheese and the grease and the juice of the meat, and it's almost a similar idea, where it's that mix on the outside is that cheese and meat combination.
Okay.
And it works. It works really well. Mm-hmm. It's extremely unhealthy.
Yeah, that hurts my chest looking at it.
Yeah. And for some reason, the meatloaf comes with tortillas.
Well, but you haven't dove into
them. I haven't dove into them yet. I'm still trying to maneuver here. But it, you know what? It's darn good. I'll give them that. I doubt they will win many points for... that's what I'm looking for here. Authenticity?
No.
But you know what? It works. I'm gonna try this little packet of tortillas.
I can't say that in my few travels to Mexico I've seen a meatloaf on the
meatloaf
menu.
Which surprises me.
Hamburger sounds like crazy, but even that, those taste a little off.
Now, I don't know the cultural origins of the meatloaf, but do you think it's, you know, all of the ingredients in a meatloaf are there in Mexico and southern climates.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering why there isn't a meatloaf, or maybe there isn't, I'm unaware of it, but
there's got to be some sort of equivalent that we're missing. Like a meat, like, it might not, obviously not going to be called meatloaf, but there might be something along those lines, that, and I think it'd be prevalent in any cuisine. That's kind of a go-to staple that's kind of, that has a beef or a protein base to it that comes in a loaf form. I don't actually know where meatloaf originated from.
It strikes me as a more of a northern thing.
I'm going to look.
Because it's comfort food, you
yeah
know?
To me, it just screams of...
How do you like that meatloaf?
Very good.
Awesome. Tacos were good?
Great. Thank you. I like how I Google meatloaf, and the thing that comes up is actual meatloaf, the singer.
Well, as it should.
I just figured I would get the loaf of meat. Meatloaf has European origins. Roman cookery.
All right.
It's more so a traditional German and Belgian dish.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And cousin to the Dutch meatball. American meatball has its origins in scrabble, a mixture of ground pork and cornmeal.
Which I am a fan of.
See, I have not had scrabble yet. That's like a bucket list
meal. I'm a fan of Scrapple.
I was just thinking about this. There really isn't a lot of, if you look at traditional Central and South American food, there's not a lot of ground meat.
No.
Like you know, I was. Yeah, but even then, you know,
you're getting. I think just because of the limited availability of the tools to actually ground meat, what you're getting is cheaper cuts of meat that are typically prepared much better. Flank steak.
Exactly.
Cheap cut of meat, but the way it's manipulated, it's just done so much better. So I don't think it's a bad thing.
Well, you look in the old days, grinding. You know, I'm thinking like, you know, so much food that we deal with has its roots in sort of a pre-industrial kind of thing. And I would imagine that if you're in Mexico or you're in, you know, Central America somewhere, you're in Honduras, and it's, you know, 100 billion degrees out, you don't want to sit there and hand grind meat.
Yeah.
No, that's just no fun.
That sounds terrible. I don't want to do that.
You're in Germany, and it's negative a billion.
Yeah, I'm keeping myself
and,
warm.
And you've got barbarians coming at you.
Barbarians.
From one direction, you got Russell Crowe coming from another direction.
Barbarians and Russell Crowe.
It's a potent combination for meatloaf.
You did not pass history.
I saw that movie. I got better grades than you did. Don't pretend.
And then where did that get you?
Not a damn anywhere. Yeah,
exactly.
I admit that, yeah. But...
Who says you can't get by on looks alone? Eh? Eh?
It still doesn't explain your meteoric rise to wherever
middle
this
class.
Is.
Middle class. Meteoric rise to middle class.
Meteoric rise to suburbia. Well, the loaf has devolved.
The mush.
It's now more of a cheese meat pile.
I thought you would abandon the.
No, it works. You know, at this point, it's a pile. Meatloaf, you got to do slices.
Yeah.
And now it's more of a pile. So I can use a tortilla without reservation. You know, I just had a horrible thought, and this is like one of the. I mean this in the best possible sense, but there's really no way to convey that and have this not sound insulting. But right now what this has become is the world's fanciest hamburger helper.
I know what you mean, though. It's that the cheesy, creamy consistency of the sauce and the kind of the breakdown of the meat. And the fact that Hamburger Helper tastes awesome on any sort of bread or carbs.
All finished up?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
How good is cheeseburger macaroni with a slice of white buttered bread?
I have not had Hamburger Helper of any variety in at least since Bush was president.
Why? No zesty Italiano? No race oriental?
I don't know which one of those is more racist.
I know.
No, pretty much since we got on Weight Watchers originally.
Yeah.
For the most part, we don't do prepackaged food of any kind.
I'm right there with you.
You know, the only times we do it are, you know, we'll occasionally get a frozen pizza.
Yeah.
That's about it, though. And even then, it'll be something that's a little higher end.
Yeah. As it goes back to...
There's no party pizzas in my house.
Really? You had to bring up party pizzas?
I haven't had a party pizza since I was at least in high school. So...
And no problem putting down an entire party pizza. None. It's like folding the half.
They're a Ritz cracker with crappy meat and cheese on it.
And it's not
hard to do.
How delicious was it?
I don't remember, because it's been 20 years.
here's the sad thing, and here's how addicted to junk food is. I am. I know exactly how much an entire party pizza is in Weight Watcher points. Just in case I ever break down and just need a good old-fashioned pick-me-up. It is a straight 20 points for an entire pepperoni.
20 points?
20 points.
Wow.
For an entire Totino's party pizza. And you know what?
And they're not that big.
They're not that big. I used to put down two at a time. I used to make them both at the same time, and to save time in cutting them, I stacked them on top of each other.
Oh, that's an old school lunch trick.
Yeah.
Where you have a very limited time to eat, and were you a fan of the rectangle pizza?
Yes.
Because I was. And inevitably,
they brought in that terrible pizza and pasta.
Inevitably, there were people that for some reason hated the rectangle pizza.
Why?
So we would get that.
Yeah.
From them. So we still had the same amount of time to eat.
Yeah.
They don't give you an extra lunch hour if somebody gives you, you know, six people's lunches worth of crap. So you gotta find ways to eat quickly.
God, we're fat. I miss square pizza.
It's not hard to make.
No, but it never comes out just right, like how it was when we had it in school.
You get the Pillsbury frozen, or not frozen, but refrigerated.
Should I be taking notes?
It's up to you. Okay. You could also listen to the show later.
There's that. That just seems like a lot of work.
It does seem like a lot of work. You get the Pillsbury refrigerated French bread dough.
Okay.
Not the loaf, not the pizza dough.
Okay.
But the French bread, and you just lay that son of a bitch out. And then you cook it. You take however, I forget how many minutes it is. But you cook it about halfway.
Okay.
Then you put all your ingredients on there. Then you cook it for another couple minutes.
Okay.
The trick is undercooking the pizza dough.
Yeah.
Because it's got to be floppy.
Yeah, because you got to pull everything up.
And the advantage is, since it's that refrigerated stuff, it's already cooked to bejesus and back anyway, so you're not going to get sick. You're not going to deal with undercooked eggs.
Yeah.
You know, you do something like that. So that's how you do it.
Yeah.
You get some crappy ground beef, throw a little bit of just cheap ass spaghetti sauce on there.
You gotta have the pepperoni chunks. Not the rounds, the chunks. You know what I'm saying?
I like those pepperoni chunks.
I know. Next time I make homemade pizza, I'm gonna use pepperoni chunks.
Yeah. You don't even have to really chunk it. You just buy the rounds and cut them up.
But I'm pretty sure you can get the chunks of pepperoni.
Can you?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty awesome.
I guarantee you, half of it wouldn't make it on the pizza, though.
Shoving
it in my mouth.
That's fine.
Oh.
Speaking of things along that nature, so you're a relatively health-conscious person.
I think
Weight Watchers has gotten about 40 references on this episode.
I'm sorry.
Not that we're getting any money from them.
Right. Not yet.
No, if they listen to more than one episode of this, they'd never give us money.
You're sued.
I just ate a pile of meat and cheese.
With a side of rice.
Yeah, two sides of rice.
Two sides of carbs.
Yeah. So, no. What was I going to say? Oh, what do you do for breakfast?
Because
we're both working men.
Yeah, I typically alternate because I can't always do the same thing every single time, every single day. I'll either do like a prepackaged Smart One sandwich or a hard-boiled egg and some yogurt, some string cheese, or, and this might be my favorite way to do it, is we'll make a strata or an egg bake over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And individually portion them out. So then I just take a portion with me to work and then throw it in the microwave and get to work, and then I have egg bake in the morning.
That's nice.
So I had one, my breakfast this morning was a bacon, asparagus, and fontina cheese strata this morning.
Now, for people who don't know or care, what is the difference between an egg bake and a strata?
I believe the strata has a bread base to it. I don't quote me on that, but
okay.
we actually kind of went back and forth on, well, what actually does make a strata versus an egg bake? And
do you just have to be thinking about Anthony Quinn when you make it?
I don't get the reference.
That was a film geek joke. Never mind.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, went completely over my head.
you watch movies with subtitles on occasion, you would have got that.
Why would I do that? That's a lot of work.
But it has a very cute French chick in it. I think she's French.
Do I have to read what she says?
Yeah.
Then that, I'm out.
You don't listen to them anyway, whether they've got subtitles or not.
Yeah. I'm probably not paying attention.
Probably not. Anyway. No. What I typically do, or at least what I used to do, is I just do simple, you know, bagel. Throw a little cream cheese, or if I'm out of that, just throw a slice of American cheese on there. And then some lunch meat of some sort. Which lasts me about 2 hours.
Okay.
And then I'm looking for the nearest any source of food. Be it coworker or
vending machine.
Maybe one of the Skywalkers. Yeah. Maybe one of the Skyway Walkers.
See, that's the thing.
Just take him out like an episode of.
See, you're
episode
downstairs
of,
from all these places to eat.
But the problem is, I feel bad going down there.
Why?
Well, for one thing, it's 9 o'clock in the morning.
That should never stop.
So there, I'm doing second breakfast. That's the thing. If I go to a place,
second breakfast, it becomes
a meal.
Second breakfast.
Vending machine doesn't count. So anyway, and that wouldn't really solve the greater problem of that. I eat terrible because I'm hungry right away afterward.
Yeah.
You know? And don't even try to convince me about delaying breakfast until I get to work so I can take advantage of all those places. Because once I'm planted, I try not to leave.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you remember in Shawshank Redemption how they liked the yard time?
Yeah.
It was.
It's only about to grab for you.
I think we're good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Am I splitting this up or am I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just pre-split it up, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. But you know how, you know, the time in the yard just makes the time back in your cell just feel that much worse.
So yeah. So let me get this straight. You're comparing time in prison to you having to get up to microwave something.
No. What I'm talking about is leaving my floor and going to a food establishment. Going to the break
floor.
Room. Going to the break room. That's separate.
But going down two floors in an elevator.
Yes, it's more than two floors actually.
Okay, going down floors in an elevator and walking out 20 feet into the skyway, where I know that's where the closest one is to your...
You're completely misunderstanding my metaphor.
There is no metaphor. You are lazy.
No, it has nothing to do with laziness. Where I was going with that before you're trying to interrupt me...
Okay.
...is when you're outside, you see that there's this great world out there full of happy people, and then having to come back to
the depressing abyss that it is.
Yeah, and yes, I would positively compare prison... Granted, with Morgan Freeman. Prison with Morgan Freeman is better than my current job.
And Tim Robbins.
Tim Robbins, I could take nor leave.
Really?
In this
you
particular...
You seem like a Tim Robbins guy.
First off, again, this is where I'm going to commit blasphemy of the highest order. I've never actually seen Shawshank Redemption from beginning
For
to
shame,
end in
man.
One sitting.
For shame.
I'm sure I've seen every individual moment
what
of it.
On earth
but I have not
wrong.
Seen them... positioned in the same order. Anyway.
Really, you'll bust out an Anthony Quinn Strada joke, but you've never seen the Shawshank Redemption.
Never seen the Godfather movies either, so... I mean, we talked about that a couple weeks ago, I think, so... What?
The fact that you referenced Shawshank Redemption and you actually haven't seen Shawshank Redemption...
It's on my list.
That revokes and makes any point that you have null. Dumb.
So it is, from what I gather, again, I've probably seen every moment of that movie. Just, I have not sat down, started at the beginning, watched through the end without interruption. But, you know, back when I had cable, that movie was on TNT like every
all
6 hours.
The time. It's still on. All
I'm sure
time.
It is. Oh, so,
what, 11 o'clock, time for the daily showing.
Shawshank Redemption.
It's either that or Big Bang Theory. All the time on TBS.
Nothing wrong with that. Oh, that's TBS.
That's right. I'm sorry.
TNT.
Yeah, TNT was the movies that they played to Bejesus and back.
I'm trying to think what else they played a lot. Shawshank Redemption and daily rotation.
Oh yeah,
good.
Well, now it's they'll do marathons of Lord of the Rings movies. Or
Lord of the Rings
like
and Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah. So anyway, we were talking about breakfast before
Well, it was more of the really.
No, it's got nothing to do with laziness. It just has to do with the fact that
I'm just disappointed in your point.
Plus, there's really not that many breakfasty places near me.
You know, Cozy, right downstairs.
Yeah. And that's fine.
You got an Orange Julius right by you. Potbelly has.
Okay,
has
first
breakfast.
Off.
You have an all bomb pan. There's no other all bomb pans
okay,
around.
Okay, for one thing, all bomb pan tastes like blood. Okay. We've talked about this many times on the show. They actually make Mountain Dew taste worse. I don't know how, but you get Abba Mountain Dew bottles in the bottle, not the tap. The bottle. There's some sort of French radiation that permeates it and it curdles the Mountain Dew. I don't know what it does. No, I've never liked Abba Pan. I've always every time I'm like, you know what, this is maybe I'm just crazy. Every time I go there, I'm always disappointed.
Really?
Yes, every time.
I've never seen this type of
The only time I've not been disappointed is when I go in to buy a cookie to break a 20 so that I can buy something proper from the vending machine when I get upstairs. Okay.
Really?
Yes, I've done that on a...
You wouldn't go to the Orange Julius, the Dairy Queen. Of the
first off, that's not open that early.
I suppose.
That's the thing. Like, it's got to be open. It's got to be open at 6 o'clock.
Even the cookies are bad?
The cookies are fine.
See, I'd go downstairs to Cozy.
I go to Cozy, but the thing is that...
Or Starbucks, for crying out loud.
I hate Starbucks. Oh, Starbucks food is terrible. It's really bad.
It's not great. Jamba Juice?
Potbelly breakfast is terrible. Jamba Juice, if you've ever seen me in there, you'll know I've been replaced by a pod person. No.
What's wrong with Jamba Juice?
It's terrible.
Why? It's juice. It's sugar and juice.
I hate it.
Really?
I've been there. I've tried it a couple times. I don't like smoothies. I don't like smoothies for one thing. So that's 90% of Jamba Juice right out the window.
That's surprising me. You don't like smoothies.
I hate smoothies. I can't do them. Like I've gotten to the point. Heather will make them at work.
Is it because they're moderately healthy?
It might be. Heather will make them now for breakfast, and I've actually just I'll get a whiff of it and I retch.
Is it the yogurt?
I'm sure. I hate yogurt. I can't stand yogurt.
Wow.
So yeah, smoothies are out, and most of the stuff in the Skyline.
Potbelly's open for breakfast.
It's not good breakfast. I've tried it.
Okay.
I've tried literally every place that offers breakfast.
Okay, so what are you getting for breakfast then?
I'm not getting anything.
Okay.
But we've been leaving later. I leave with my wife in the morning.
Yeah.
Because she drops me off on her way to work.
Okay.
So it's a little extra time for us to be together. Plus. Aww. I can stick around 45 minutes longer.
Right.
So I've been making myself like a breakfast.
Proper.
Like eggs.
Proper like.
Bacon. Sausage.
Really?
Yeah.
You got time for bacon?
I've been doing. Oh, yeah.
Not microwave.
No. I'm fired up. All
right.
So, and that has like changed my world. It's been amazing.
I do feel 100% better when I eat breakfast in the morning.
So now it's. You know, we've always got eggs around, and the best part is, my wife has a thing about not used food, but old food. Pretty much once it's more than a day old, she's not interested whatsoever.
Yep.
So we always have scraps of vegetables lying around.
Oh, you're omeleting, you're scrambling.
So I'm scrambling the bejesus out of it.
Thank you very much.
And it's amazing. And I'm slapping together stuff. I'm like,
there's nothing wrong
that might
that.
Be good. Throw a little salsa in there.
Yeah.
Oh, we left out the chili powder from dinner last night. Oh, throw some of that in there.
There you go.
It's just this garbage breakfast.
Good for
it's
you.
Awesome. I recommend that to honest to God. And it doesn't really take that much longer.
No.
You know,
especially if you're scrambling.
Scrambling, you get a package of frozen sausage.
Yep.
Okay. There's a little protein. At worst comes worst. You cut up some lunch meat.
Yeah. I throw turkey in there.
Oh, shit. We had some andouille like a week ago.
Yeah.
And we still had probably a half a pound of it cut up. Okay. And we, you know, it was just leftovers. So throwing that, it was just throwing all sorts of crap in there. Totally recommend that. If you guys, if you have a moment, I still do the bagel on occasion when I realize that I've gotten up and I have been browsing the internet for an hour.
Yeah.
And I have no clothes on. Well, besides what I slept in. I can't do naked. It's just, it creeps me out.
Well, we're all happy that you can't do naked. I, for one.
Everyone is.
I'm happy that you can't do naked.
I'm not ready to go in any way. Thank God I don't shower in the morning.
Forever.
Shut up.
In your mind.
I gave you that one.
You did.
Because it totally screw up my schedule whatsoever. But no, if you got the time, make yourself some breakfast. It's not hard. If you got an egg, just whip up an egg.
Yeah.
You don't really got to do much else.
If you got egg and two pieces of bread, you got yourself an egg sandwich.
You're good to go.
Yeah. Don't even need to toast that bad.
You should toast it.
You should toast it. But you don't have
to. If you got time to fry an egg, you got time to toast bread.
I actually, my favorite type of egg sandwich, this is going to sound horrible, and you're going to be like, God, you are so white trash.
No, I just think, I don't think you're white trash.
White bread.
I think you're very white.
White bread, fried egg, ketchup.
That's not uncommon for people that grew up in the Depression.
Yeah. That came from either my parents or my grandparents. But that kind of, the thought of it turns my stomach a little bit, but it's delicious for some reason.
I don't like ketchup on eggs.
I don't like ketchup on eggs. I like, but because I put a little bit on the white bread, and then just cut, use a knife and wipe it in.
Then or just, spreading it like most humans refer to.
I like wiping it. Really? You're gonna do the shameful head slap?
No, I'm just glad that you've committed to recording. I like to wipe it. So that's really what I'm happy about. So checks have arrived. We're paid up. Opinions.
I thought it was good. It was serviceable. Am I coming here for authentic Mexican food? No.
No.
Am I coming here prior to a movie and having a decent meal? Yes. Is it going to be my first choice of the other places around here? No.
No.
Because of the fact that Cooper and Crave and Filio and Little Szechuan, the only place we haven't done in this area is Raku.
And Little Szechuan.
And Little Szechuan, I'm sorry.
And Toby Keith's place.
You're really obsessed with that, aren't you?
I am obsessed with that. Ever since they gave me the stink eye for coming in a button-down shirt.
Either way.
Yeah.
It's going to be fairly low on the totem pole.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, you're
not...
It's not
terrible.
It's not terrible.
It's just not great.
No. And... You know, I think I'm not a snob about much.
Yeah.
But I know I love you. No.
That went awkward.
Yeah. Just got, you know, Aaron, what's his face, on the brain. Oh my God.
Did you have a stroke this
morning? No. Aaron Neville. Thank you. Never mind.
God, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
The eye thing.
Yeah.
The eyebrow thing.
Yeah.
The eyebrow growth.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not a snob about much, but I think I'm kind of snobbish about Latin food.
And I think that's completely appropriate because we have such good Mexican food.
Mexican food, South American food. Yeah. In fact, I was very happy that a buddy of mine, a guy that I work with, who knows that I'm into food and restaurants, things like that, asked me, looking for good kind of, he was asking for Mexican food, and I asked him, yeah, are you tied to Mexican, or are you interested in doing more South America? And he's like, I guess I'm kind of open to whatever. And I got a chance once again to recommend Samba to someone.
Yes.
You know, and he lives in Hopkins, and he'd never heard of it. So I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Get out there right
so
now.
So I've become kind of a snob for Latin food.
That's okay.
And not so much a snob, like I don't like, I can't appreciate bad, but I don't understand non-authentic. Like, I think of, like, Little Tijuana's, which we did a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Like, I would prefer a little cheese over this place.
As would I.
And it has, and I liked what I had. I thought the meatloaf was good. I like the idea. I think I want to try, maybe when it gets a little cooler, I want to try doing a sausage and chorizo kind of meatloaf. I think that's a cool idea.
Yeah.
Good.
My only problem with this is that I think the chorizo, it's hard to do in a meatloaf because it's so oily. It's not that, it's just the loaf itself doesn't hold together well.
All right. You need a lot of binder in that.
I kind of like what they're doing, but if I want to do Hispanic food or, you know, Latin food, I'm going to go someone that's probably a little more authentic.
And not to say Little Tijuana is authentic, but what it is, you understand what you're getting going in. It's not trying hard.
Yeah.
It is what it is. It's a dive bar.
Yeah.
With new carpet. That just happens to know its audience and happens to know its area really, really well. It doesn't try to be really authentic. Yeah, I went there.
It's a sum total of your Spanish knowledge.
That's true.
Chimichurri. Probably know that one.
That's Argentinian.
But it's still Spanish.
I know. But I went specific on you.
Yes, we're all very proud of you.
Yeah. But this place to me, it straddles that Chili's Applebee's line.
Well, I mean, I think that's also kind of a product of the area too.
Completely.
Yeah, there's a lot of places around here. I mean, I kind of count Crave in this too.
Yep.
But I think they're much better than that. And you know, again, Toby Keith's. You know, there is that kind of, you know. The saving grace of this area is that they're smart enough. I don't know if it's smart enough, but they're wealthy enough to support a little higher end kind of place.
Yeah.
You know, if the average income of the area was $20,000-$30,000 lower, this place would be full of Applebee's and Chili's and Ruby Tuesdays and places like that.
And I think that this place matches up really well with the other surrounding restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
I think because you have a Chinese place, a Japanese place, a Irish bar, something a place that kind of does fusion, and then an Italian place, the thing that that needs to complete that cycle is a Mexican place.
Yeah.
And you know, you have Toby Keith's as well, fulfilling that.
It's really the whole boy. Village people.
Yeah.
Kind of vibe.
Yeah, she's missing
one of everything.
What is it?
Construction worker.
How you do that?
I have no idea.
All right.
But whatever it is, it's served in lunch pails.
I'd probably eat there.
You probably would.
At least once.
Why isn't there any Native American restaurants?
Type of beer.
That might be a question for another time, but.
It might be.
I love
fry bread.
Right. Yeah, I haven't had a lot of Native American food, but what I've had, you could easily. I mean, it's not that far from Latin food.
Yeah.
Like Mexican food is a combination of South American, Spanish, you know, that Latin stuff, plus the Native American food, kind of combined together. So
we need this.
I'm surprised you haven't gone on this.
Not to give an endorsement to the show, but on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives a couple of weeks ago, he was in Denver.
Okay.
And it was a Native American restaurant. And it looked amazing. It was bison and fry bread and all sorts of stuff that we absolutely need around here.
Here's my theory, and then we'll wrap this up.
Yeah.
Lack of dairy.
Lack of dairy.
Especially around here. You need your cheese.
Yep.
You know, you need your butter.
I could see that. But they could do some kind of sort of fusion, like a fry bread taco.
I think, I'm not saying there isn't room to grow, but I'm saying if you wanted to do like a straight up Native American, I think there's some missing elements into it that don't fit into the current Minnesota food scene. I'm ready to, please blow me, Dave.
Wow.
What?
A Native American food truck would do very, very well.
There's so many almost racist jokes I could make.
I know. You could try.
I could, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
I'm a better person than that.
Alright.
One final note about this place, and if you're familiar with this area, this is not a big shock. If you are a fan of What? What are you shaking?
I know what you're.
If you are a fan of relatively well off older women and their daughters, this is your Graceland.
We've hit Mecca.
I think you have. So on that lovely note, quick programming note before we wrap up: our very first episode of the Food Truck Show will debut this Thursday. It'll be available on all the regular feeds, so if you follow us on iTunes or through RSS, you'll get the episode as well. This week we checked out Jake Street Grill, and by we I mean myself and Joy Summers. She's a writer for City Pages and Lavender. Very cool show, very cool lady. And we've got more stuff planned, including intern Cody has agreed to come on for a food truck show as well. And you supposedly have agreed to show up as well.
I will.
But
I have agreed to do that.
But yeah, well, the plan is we'll be releasing that on Thursdays. So stay tuned for that. And yeah, that's the big thing there. You can find out, like I said, you can find us on Twitter, or you can find us on iTunes, that show and this show. If you're an iTunes user, please go recommend us, rate us, review us, do all that stuff. That helps us out immensely. If you are on Twitter, twitter.com/wellfitguidefpg, facebook.com/wellfitguidelife, and foursquare.com/wellfitguidetolife. All good ways. And you post about the shows, so retweet us, share the stuff, get the word out about us, and we are Ruby forever grateful. So there.
I would like to give two plugs to two businesses that
very quick.
Yeah, gave awesome service this week. Sweet Retreat Bakery in Edina made an awesome peanut butter cup flavored buttercream cake for my goddaughter's graduation party this week.
Oh, the soccer ball?
Volleyball.
Volleyball, whatever.
Yeah. Either way, it was bleeping awesome.
Because you expressed your doubts off air.
Yeah.
You were worried.
It was ridiculously sweet and ridiculously good. Secondly, had dinner Friday night at Hot Dish, which we will be doing on the show.
Yeah, someday.
My God. That is all.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much for listening, and we'll see you next week.